This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March 23rd, 2017. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda is the draft supplemental notice of disposition on Reg 2014-06 candidate debates.
Thank you, Chairman Walther. In September 2014, the Commission received a petition for rulemaking from Level the Playing Field regarding the Commission's candidate debate regulation at 11 CFR 110.13C.
Excellent.
The petition asked the Commission to amend that regulation in two respects. First, to preclude sponsors of general election presidential and vice presidential debates from requiring that a candidate meet a polling threshold in order to be included in the debates. And second, to require sponsors of general election presidential and vice presidential debates to have a set of objective, unbiased criteria for debate participation that do not require candidates to satisfy a polling threshold. On November 20, 2015, the Commission published in the Federal Register a notice of disposition in which it explained why it would not initiate a rulemaking. On February 1st of this year, the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia concluded that the Commission acted arbitrarily and capriciously by failing to thoroughly consider the presented evidence and explain its decision. The Court ordered the Commission to reconsider its disposition of the petition and issue a new decision consistent with the Court's opinion by April 3rd. The draft document in Agenda Item 1718A is a supplemental notice of disposition explaining, consistent with the Court's order, why the Commission has decided not to initiate a rulemaking at this time. We'd be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you, ma'am. Any comment at this time? No comment. Do I hear a motion? Or Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say I'm not going to be able to support this. I have said before, I think we ought to do a rulemaking on this. I think one thing that became clear, certainly in the last cycle, is that there are a lot of people out there who would like to have more choices and would like to see the process opened up for how we elect our highest officials in the land. And I think that's something that we really ought to take a look at. We have not taken a hard look at these regulations in a long time, and I think it's overdue. So with due respect to my colleagues, I will be dissenting.
Any further comment? None. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Vice Chairman? I mean, Mr. Chairman, excuse me. From what I understood, that the Office of General Counsel may have a small technical edit that they might recommend, and
Thank you, Commissioner. When it gets to the point of moving approval, OGC would recommend, and my understanding is this is acceptable to all the commissioners who will be voting, who intend to vote in favor of the motion. There is a footnote. It's footnote 3, and we would recommend simply relocating that from where it is now to the end of the sentence at page 21, line 10. So it would be after the word stage on 2110. That's it. Simply moving it, not changing it.
Does have somebody make a motion to that effect, or Commissioner Peterson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of agenda document number 17-18-A, which pertains to Reg 2014-06, candidate debates, that we move approval of the draft supplemental notice of disposition with the change suggested here at the table by Office of General Counsel, moving footnote 3 to page 21.
Thank you. Any debate? Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
Okay. The ayes have it 4-1 with Commissioner Weintraub opposing it, and myself, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Goodman, and Commissioner Peterson in favor.